Angelina Jolie Pitt said she has made 11 trips to countries hosting Syrian refugees over the past 4 years. She said she wished some of the refugees could speak to the council.
I think of the mother I met recently in a camp in Iraq, and she could tell you what it's like to try to live after your young daughter is ripped from your family by armed men and taken as a sex slave. I think of Hala, one of 6 orphaned children living in a tent in Lebanon. She could tell you what it's like to share the responsibility for feeding your family at the age of 11 because your mother died in an airstrike and your father is missing.
Jolie Pitt scolded the Security Council for its political divisions and lack of action to resolve the crisis.
The Security Council has powers to address these threats to international peace and security, but those powers lie unused. The problem is not lack of information. We know in excruciating detail what is happening in Yarmouk, in Aleppo, in Homs. The problem is lack of political will.
The actress and activist urged council members to visit Syrian refugees so they could see their suffering firsthand. The Security Council also heard from UN humanitarian chief Valerie Amos, who criticized the regime of Bashar al-Assad and armed groups, including the self-styled Islamic State, also known as ISIL, for obstructing distribution of life-saving aid.
ISIL has continued to inhibit the delivery of aid, and this month has even prevented polio vaccines from reaching hundreds of thousands of children under 5 years old.
World Food Program Chief Ertharin Cousin warned that large funding shortfalls could force aid agencies to further cut rations to already poverty-stricken Syrian refugees. And UN High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres spoke of the escalating crisis in the eastern Mediterranean, where Syrian refugees have been among those who have died trying to cross the sea to Europe. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.